清晨啊，我们一起来思想神的话语啊，让我们一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们可以一起来读神的话语啊。我们请大家一起起立啊，我们可以一起来读神的话语。
Thanks, Lord, and on in the morning of the Lord's Day, and we can continue to think about the words from God, and let's remain standing, and we will read from the scriptures and on the screen of the words of God.
我们一起来看屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音一章一到五节和九到十三节。
The book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5 and 9 through 13.
好，约翰福音一章一节起，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。那光是真光，照亮一切身在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界不认识他，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，也不从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。好。好，我们再一起来读约翰福音六章六十六节到六十八节。
Now let's read the book of John, chapter 6, verse 66 to 68.
约翰福音六章六十六节起，从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, Word became flesh into the world.
感谢主耶稣基督代替我们担负我们的罪，在十字架上牺牲他自己。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, died on the cross and bore all sins.
赐给我们这宝贵的信心，让我们紧紧因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就被耶稣的宝血所洁净。
Thank God for giving us precious faith, and by believing what Jesus has accomplished on the cross, and our sins are forgiven and are cleansed.
感谢主耶稣基督受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，让我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，我们都得着永远的生命。
Thank our Lord Jesus died and was buried and was raised to life on the third day, and all who believe in Him will have eternal life.
感谢神更是赐下你的话语，就是圣经，让我们借着圣经的话语能够认识主耶稣基督，认识上帝救赎的恩典。
And thank you for giving us the words from the Bible, and by the words of the Bible, and we know Lord Jesus and the precious grace from God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.啊，我们现在又到了纪念主耶稣基督降生的日子。
It's again the time of the year we remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们让我们来思想，耶稣的降生到底给这个世界、给我们、给世人到底带来什么
？And let's think about what the birth of Christ, what the birth of Jesus could bring to the world.
啊，很多人对耶稣都有各样的期望。
A lot of people have different expectations from Jesus.
我前段时间看到一个新闻，就是在美国大选期间呢，有一个地方的基督徒，他们对两个候选人都非常的失望。
A while ago, I read the news, and during the presidential election, some Christians in some parts of the United States, they were very disappointed on both of the candidates of the president.
结果他们就喊出一个口号，就是耶稣make America great again.
So they cried out a slogan like, Jesus makes America great again.
然后他们要给耶稣投票。
And they want to vote for Jesus.
所以当我看到这里的时候，我就觉得，他们对耶稣的期望是这个样子的。
So when I read the news, I know what their expectation from Jesus.
所以今天很多人对耶稣有不同的期望。
So a lot of people have different expectations from Jesus today.
就像刚才我提到那些人，他们对耶稣的期望就是耶稣可以使我们这个国家伟大。
Just like the people I mentioned.That their expectation from Jesus is to ask Jesus to make the American great again.
然后有些人，尤其是在现在这个时候，有些人对耶稣，很多很多人对耶稣的期望就是，耶稣可以一瞬间就消灭这个新冠病毒。
Especially for the time being, a lot of people expect Jesus to eliminate the coronavirus instantly.
然后当然更多的人对耶稣的期望就是。耶稣，你让我买彩票能够中奖吧。
And more people want expect Jesus to make them win the lottery.
但是很遗憾的是，就是今天确实很少人真正的从圣经的话语里来思想耶稣降生到底给世人到底要带来什么。
But very gratefully, like very few people really think about what the birth of Jesus could bring to us according to the scripture in the Bible.
在我们刚才所读的圣经的经文，在约翰福音第一章就告诉我们，当耶稣来到这个世界上，世人很多的世人是不接待耶稣的。
From the scriptures we just read at the beginning, the beginning of the book of Gospel told us that when Jesus came to the world, and a lot of people did not receive him.
在我们这一段时间以来一直查考思想的约翰福音六章。也让我们看到人们最后离开耶稣。
And the book of John, chapter 6, we have been studying for the last few times, and it told us that a lot of people left Jesus.
那么约翰福音六章呢，是非常戏剧化的一章。
Gospel chapter 6 is a very dramatic chapter.
那么约翰福音六章一开始是很多人要来跟从耶稣，要让耶稣做他们的王。
At the beginning of that chapter, it records that a lot of people came follow Jesus and want to ask Jesus to be their king.
但到这一章快要结束的时候呢，这些人都离开了耶稣，甚至连耶稣的门徒当中，很多人都离开了耶稣。
At the end of that chapter, we see a lot of people left Jesus. Even some of the disciples want to leave Jesus.
所以。在约翰福音六章这个强烈的对比，一开始人们都欢迎耶稣都接待耶稣来做我们的王吧。
So there was a great contrast in the book of John chapter 6. At the very beginning, a lot of people welcomed Jesus and want to ask him to be their king.
相信很多人都说，我们盼望你好久了，我们终于等到你了，来做我们的王吧。
And I believe many people said to Jesus, We have waited for you so long, and you finally came and let you be our king.
所以在约翰福音六章一开始呢，我们如果说耶稣传福音是他的工作，那他这个时候是很成功，有很多人跟从他。
And at the beginning of the chapter 6 of the book of John, and we see that if the sharing the gospel is Jesus' job, and we can see that.He was very successful at that time because a lot of people were following him.
但是到约翰福音六章快要结束的时候，我们发现这些人都离开耶稣。原来你不是我们盼望的那一位。
But at the end of that chapter, and a lot of people left Jesus, and they found out that Jesus was not the one they have been expecting.
然后那个时候看上去耶稣好像就很失败啊。
It seems that at that time Jesus was.Experience a failure.
在耶稣 那个时候他门徒当中啊都有很多离开了。
And even some of the disciples of Jesus left.
所以耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
So Jesus said to the 12 disciples, "That do you also want to go away?"
所以我们就会思想，哎，为什么耶稣在这个时候要问他门徒这个问题呢？
And then we think about why did Jesus ask such a question to his disciples?
因为在那个时候，他的这谨慎的这十几个门徒非常容易离去，是不是？
Because,
非常有可能离去。
Because at that time, it's very possible that the only 12 disciples of Jesus could also leave him.
为什么在那个时候的十二个门徒非常有可能离开耶稣呢？因为那个时候人们都在离开耶稣。
Why this was it's very possible for the 12 disciples to go away also because a lot of people are going away from Jesus.
所以在我们每一个人的这个心中啊，其实我们有一个普遍的一个心态，就是从众，跟从大多数，从众心理。
Because in every people's mind, we have a common thinking that we want to follow majority of the people.
啊，我们总是要跟从大多数人。
We want to follow the majority.
啊，大多数人都这样选择，大多数人都做出这样的判断。哎，那我们最好跟这些人一样的。
If majority of the people make such a choice, and we better follow them.
啊，所以今天这是一个非常普遍在人性当中非常普遍存在的现象。所以我今天很多很多的这个整个社会各个层面可都会基础。都会建立在这个上面，就是人们喜欢从众。
So it's a very common thinking among men. So in all the kinds of social status, and the people will like to make such a choice to follow the majority.
事实上，我们今天的世界也是这样的，越来越多的人，大多数人都在慢慢的离开基督教的信仰。
And actually, it's the same situation like today that a lot of people are beginning to go away from Jesus.
那么事实上，在今天，耶稣事实上也在对我们每一个说自己是信靠耶稣的人，也在问同样的问题：你们是不是也要离开呢？
Actually, Jesus is actually asking each of us who said we believe him the same question: Do you want to go away?
你看今天那个世界的潮流，大家都在离开，基督教的信仰，都在离开基督教的精神。你们这少数几个，你们是不是也要跟着他们一起走啊
？The world trend is like every people is going away from, Jesus and going away from the Christian belief. And you ask the few number that are you going away also?
就是很多很多的这种调查。都会发现哈，就是在下一代，在年轻人的心中，就是信靠主耶稣基督的人是越来越少，甚至对基督教信仰有兴趣的年轻人是越来越少。
A lot of research have shown that in the next generation, the young people, the fewer and fewer people believe in God, believe and or show interest in Jesus.
那么事实上呢？同样的，人们也发现很多说自己是基督徒的，这种所谓的基督徒，事实上他们的这个生活，他们的一些价值观念，离基督教的信仰，离基督教的精神，事实上已经背道而驰了。他们还误认为自己是基督徒。
And in the meantime, a lot of people, a lot of so-called Christians, they claim to be Christians, and they're.Morality and their value and their life are actually against the Christian belief, but they still think that they are Christians.
所以这些人事实上也在离开基督，也在离开耶稣。
And actually, this group of people are going away from Jesus.
耶稣基督明明说，一个人不可能有两个主人，不可能又侍奉神又侍奉金钱。
The Lord Jesus said clearly that no one can serve two masters, and no one can serve both God and mammon.
圣经也明明说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
The Bible said clearly that do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them.
但是我们看今天这个世界是不是越来越这个金钱至上，物质至上，越来越这个样子。
But today's world is a more and more a money-oriented and material-oriented world.
今天这个世界啊，人们心目中的成功者，人们心目中的榜样是什么样的人呢？
And what kind of man is a successful man in today's world?
有钱一定是一个必要条件。
First of all, he has to have money.
啊，你说他成功，你说他有钱，你说他成功，你说他哇，就是是我们的榜样，那他一定要有钱。
If he's, you say that he is successful and he's our example, he must be wealthy first.
啊，我们衡量很多很多事情啊，这一个国家很成功啊，或者这个国家很失败，说来说去比来比去，其实就是哪个更富有啊，哪个更贫穷啊。
If we value, we compare which country is more successful or is great, and we actually is judging which country is more wealthy, more having more money.
甚至什么犯罪率、自杀率，这些我们都不去管它。
We don't care about the crime rate or suicide rate. Those things we don't not care.
事实上，在世界上有些地区，他们的犯罪率、自杀率是很低，但他们很穷啊。
In actually some parts of the world, their suicide rate and their crime rate is actually very low, but those countries are very poor.
但是没有人会认为这样的地方是成功的，这样的人是成功，没有人会这样认为。
But no one thinks that those countries are successful or those people are successful.
哇，他们很有钱，他们很成功，但是他们自杀率很高，犯罪率很高，这我们不管他。
And they are successful because they are wealthy, and we don't care if their suicide rate or crime rate is high.
所以今天事实上这个世界整个的潮流，啊，无论是在所谓的受基督教信仰影响很深的地方，或者是没有受到基督教信仰影响太多的地方，其实一个普遍的潮流就是拜金、拜钱。世界就是这样，越来越这样。
In the world, whether those countries are greatly influenced by Christianity or not influenced by Christianity, and the world trend is that people are getting more and more the love of money.
耶稣明明是让世人要爱上帝，其次呢要爱人如己。但是今天这个世界呢，人们变得越来越自私，越来越专顾自己。
The Lord Jesus asked the world to love God and love their others.As ourselves, but today's world, today's people is becoming more and more selfish and care about themselves.
啊，耶稣基督让人要舍己，要谦卑，但是今天的世界呢，人越来越骄傲。
The Lord Jesus asked people to deny themselves and be humble, but the people in the world is becoming more and more proud and arrogant.
所以今天事实上我们今天的这个情形跟当时那许许多多的人离开耶稣的光景，从属灵的眼光来看其实非常相似。
So from the spiritual point of view, today's situation is very quite similar as the times when a lot of people are going away from Jesus.
那个时候很多人离开耶稣，今天一样的很多人离开耶稣。
A lot of people left Jesus at that time, but today it is the same situation. A lot of people left Jesus also.
就是事实上，耶稣也在对我们每一个说自己是信耶稣的人啊，说自己是基督徒的人，也来问同样的问题：你们也要离开吗？你们也要像这些世人一样吗？像他们一样吗
？The Lord Jesus was actually asking those who claim to be Christians the same question.Do you want to go away? Do you want to go away like the world?
为什么那些人离开耶稣呢？为什么今天的世人越来越多的离开耶稣呢？
Why did those people leave Jesus? Why do people today leave Jesus?
啊，很简单的原因，因为他们在耶稣这里没有得到他们想要的。
It's very simple because they didn't get what they want from Jesus.
当时的人他们见证了耶稣行的五饼二鱼的神迹，哇，他们就欣喜若狂，非常高兴，他们要来跟从耶稣，让耶稣不断地给他们提供这地上的食物。
Those people just witnessed the miraculous sign of the five fish and two loaves, and they were very excited and they came to follow Jesus.
哎呀，终于等到了这一位，他可以啊给我们提供这个食物，饼啊鱼啊，一直给我们提供，终于等到他了。
And they thought that they finally have this one they have been expecting, and the one who could supply them with food.
然后他们很辛苦找到耶稣，结果发现呢，耶稣没有不给他们持续的给饼，给这些食物，甚至还对他们说：“你们不要再为这些东西劳力了。”
They try to find Jesus, and but they find out that Jesus did not supply them with food anymore, and they were disappointed.
然后耶稣说：“你们要追求那不朽坏的食物。”
And Jesus told them that you should seek the food that will not perish.
那这些人就很失望啊。他们想要的东西，耶稣明明可以给他，耶稣明明有这个能力，但是耶稣就不给他。
They were very disappointed because the things they expected, they want, Jesus could supply them, but Jesus didn't supply them.
离开耶稣。
So they left Jesus.
实际上，这是今天很多人离开耶稣的一个原因。
So this is one of the reasons that many people today they go away from Jesus.
就像我们刚才一开始就提到的，今天很多人对耶稣有各种各样的期望，就是让我的国家强大呀，或者是一瞬间消灭新冠病毒啊，或者让我中大奖，这各种各样的期望，耶稣有没有能力实现？
Just like the beginning, we said a lot of people have different expectations from Jesus, like they want to make like Jesus to make American great again, or eliminate the coronavirus in a minute, or help them to win the lottery. Did Jesus have the ability to fulfill those wishes?
耶稣当然有能力，是不是？他是
神啊。Of course, Jesus was able to do that because he is God.
但他没有做不到的事，他有能力，他可以给，他明明可以给。
There's nothing impossible with him. He could have, he has the ability to give them those things.
但上帝就不给，或者到现在还没有给。
But God didn't give them those things, or till now they didn't satisfy their need.
所以人们就离开耶稣。
So that people left Jesus.
所以这就回到我们一开始就思想的一个问题：耶稣降生，我们今天来思想耶稣降生的意义，他到底要给世界带来什么呢？
So let's come back to the beginning question we just raised at the beginning. What the birth of Jesus bring to the world?
他要给的东西我不想要。
What he gave us, I don't want.
我想要的东西他不给，或者到现在还不给。
What I want, what I expected, he didn't give me, or he didn't give me till now.
所以我就离开他。
So I go away from him.
那么人们为什么离开耶稣呢？还有第二个原因就是人们没有在耶稣这里听到他们想要听到的话。
The second reason why those people left Jesus is that they didn't heard what they want to hear from Jesus.
耶稣对这些人就说：“你们不要再就是追求这些地上必然会朽坏的食物了，不要再为这些东西劳力了。”
And Jesus told them, "Do not labor and do not seek the food that will perish."
你们要追求那永恒的生命的粮食从天上降下的。
But to seek the eternal food that come from heaven.
然后耶稣说他就是那生命的粮。
And Jesus told them that he is the bread of life.
耶稣说你们要吃我的肉喝我的血。
And Jesus said that you should eat my flesh and drink my blood.
哇，这些人就说，哇，这些人听到就说这话甚难呐，谁能听呢？
And many of them heard this and said, "This is hard saying. Who can understand it?"
耶稣心里知道，门徒为这话议论，就对他们说：“这话是叫你们厌弃吗？”
When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you?"
所以这些人来到耶稣这里就说：“哎呀，耶稣讲这样的话，就是我们到耶稣这里来不是想听这样的话的人啊。”
And those people find that Jesus said those words to them, and they came to Jesus not expecting to hear words like that.
所以这些人就离开了。这话不是我们想听的。
So they left Jesus because those words are not what they expected from Jesus.
今天很多人来到耶稣面前，或者来到教会要听神的话，但是很多人听了以后他要离开，为什么呢？原因跟当时的人是一样的。
A lot of people came to Jesus or came to the church to listen to the words from God, but when they heard the words and they left, the reason is the same as those group of people.
就我到这里，我不是要听这些话的。
And they came here not expecting to hear such words.
那我到这里，我是想听到什么呢？
What did they want to hear?
就是我心里已经有一个选择，我心里已经有一个答案，我想听到上帝支持我的选择，支持我的答案。我比较喜欢听到这样的话。
They already had an answer in their mind, and they want to hear words from God that supporting the ideas or their answer.
然后他们很高兴，你看，上帝都支持我的想法，上帝都同意我的选择，那我更可以这样去做了。
And in that case, they will be very glad and say that even God supports me and even God agrees with my ideas, and I can continue to do what I want.
其实今天很多的时候，这是人们一个普遍的心态，就是人们事实上每个人心里都已经有想法有决定了，他们就希望神最好也支持，神也同意，这样的话他们就可以更加放心大胆去做了。
And this is very common thinking among men that a lot of people already have an answer in their mind and theyhope that God, they will seek some support from God and God will agree with them and they will just boldly do whatever they want to do.
但这些人来到耶稣这里听到这些话，根本不是我们想听的，我们想听的话不是这样的话。
But those group of people and they came to Jesus and found out that the words that Jesus said are not what they expected.
所以他们就离开耶稣。
So they left Jesus.
所以今天很多人离开耶稣，离开上帝的话，事实上也是这样，那发现上帝的话我不喜欢听，不是我想听的，就离开。
So a lot of people today, they left Jesus, or they left the words of God, just because that the words of God are not what they want to hear.
那么当然了，这些人离开耶稣还是他们在耶稣这里感觉很不好。
And of course another reason is that they didn't feel good when they came to Jesus hearing those words.
感觉到被冒犯了。
They feel offended by Jesus.
啊，就是现在马上要到圣诞节了嘛。我在我们家前院的，我地上就插了一个牌子。这个牌子说就是 ，Jesus is a reason for the season.
And it's approaching Christmas, so I put a sign in front of my yard, and it reads that Jesus is the reason for Christmas.
啊，然后
this season.
然后我不记得了，好像是有人跟我说，他说你现在你这个牌子放到那里，有些人会觉得受冒犯的。
I remember that some people told me that if you put such a sign in front of yard, then a lot of people will feel offended.
所以事实上这是很多人来到耶稣这里的一个普遍的感受，耶稣讲的话让我很不舒服，我感到受冒犯了。
Actually, this is a very common feeling that a lot of people came to Jesus and hearing his words, and they felt they were offended.
一些骄傲的人、自义的人，他们来到耶稣这里，他们感觉被冒犯了。耶稣常常责备这样的人，非常严厉的话责备这样的人。
A lot of arrogant and self-righteous people, when they came to Jesus and they felt offended by Jesus, actually Jesus criticized such people.
然后一些在世界上非常成功、非常富有的人来到耶稣这里，他们感觉很不舒服，他们觉得被冒犯了。
And a lot of successful and wealthy people in the eyes of the world, and they came to Jesus and they felt they were offended by Jesus.
但耶稣说，有钱的人想进神的国，难过骆驼过针也。
But Jesus said it's harder.For the rich people to enter the kingdom of God, even harder than the camel to go through the needle of an eye of a needle.
所以我们来看福音书，很多很多人来到耶稣这里，他们感觉到被冒犯，他没有一个好的感觉。
So when we read the Gospels and we find that a lot of people came to Jesus and felt offended.
然后他们就离开。
And then they left.
所以这也是今天很多人离开神的话、离开耶稣的一个原因，就是感觉到被冒犯，感觉到来到教会感觉很不舒服。
And that's also one of the reasons why a lot of people today, they left Jesus, because they would come to church and they didn't feel good.
但是信耶稣不是为了要有一个好的感觉。
But you believe in Jesus not just for, to seek a good sense, a good feeling.
上帝也不是说让你能够 feel better 的一个上帝。
God is not God just to make you feel better.
有时候我思想的过程，我就觉得很奇怪哈。你像我现在每天啊，我喝那个五清汁，五清汁不是很容易喝下去的，是不是？
And sometimes when I think about the question, I feel it is very strange. And recently, every day I drink the vegetable juice.
啊，然后我其实一直不太喜欢那个味道，但是我每天喝啊，喝很长时间，我都能够忍，我都能够接受，那感觉不好，我可以啊。
I don't really like the taste of the vegetable juice, but I drink it every day, and even though it's not very good to drink, but I still can bear with it and drink it every day.
啊，因为它可以治我的病呢，它可以解决我身体上的一些问题啊。
Because it can help with my health conditions.
啊，然后，有时候有些朋友减肥啊，包括我现在有时候也是这样啊，就是跑步啊、运动啊，有时候也是搞得人很累的。
And a lot of people are trying to lose fat, and they run the exercise, and sometimes I feel very tired of it.
啊，有时候我还是哎呀，坚持一下，坚持一下，坚持一下。
But I still want to hold on to it and continue and continue.
哎，我怎么都能够忍呢？
I can bear with them.
啊，因为我觉得哎呀，对我身体好一点，可以解决我这个身体的问题，我都能忍。
Because I think that they are good for my health and they can solve the problems of my body, so I can bear with them.
但是非常奇怪的就是，今天很多人又想要得到永生，但是呢，又却一点都不愿意忍受神的话。
And it's very strange, and a lot of people want to get eternal life, but they do not want to bear with God's words at all.
一点点不舒服，他们就走了。一点点感觉不好，他们就走了。但是他们还想要永生。
Just a little bit uncomfortable or a little bit uneasy, then they just left, but they still want eternal life.
所以你说这不是很奇怪的事情吗？你说就为一个减肥，就为一个身体能够好一点，我可以忍那么长的时间啊，多苦的药我都能够喝，我都能忍。但是永生呢？
Isn't it very strange that if you want to lose fat or you keep good health and you can bear with a lot of exercises or the very untasteful food, but for eternal life, you do not even want to bear a little.
真的是很奇怪的事情。所以耶稣说天国像什么？天国是珍宝啊，但是很多人把这个珍宝看作不值钱的东西。
Very strange, but because Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure, but a lot of people think that the treasure as something without any value.
周马田啊，是一个英国牧师，他曾经讲过一句话：世界上最危险的地方之一就是教会。
And David Martin Lloyd Jones was an English preacher, and he has ever said a sentence that the most dangerous place in the world is the churches.
还好，他说是之一，最危险的地方之一哈，就是教会。
He said that one of the most dangerous places is the church.
这句话什么意思呢？
What did he mean?
他自己就是一个牧师，他为什么说教会是一个非常危险的地方？
And he was himself a pastor. Why did he say that the church is the one of the most dangerous place?
啊，他后来他的意思大概是这个样子。他是说呢，你看哈，他也是看到这些人离开耶稣了。
And he would try to explain, and he saw those people left Jesus.
他说，你看啊，这些曾经都是想让耶稣，甚至强逼耶稣做他们的王的这些人。
And he said, imagine those people who want to force Jesus to be their king.
你想象一下，如果这些人今天来到英国的教会，他是一个英国牧师哈，就是今天都来到英国的教会。
Imagine that those group of people, they came to the church in England. He was an England pastor.
那你想象一下，今天在英国的教会，有没有哪个牧者 对这些人讲话像耶稣那样对这些人讲话呢？
Imagine in the churches in England, will any preacher or pastor in England will speak to those people like Jesus?
他说不会的。
He said no.
他说那教会后非常高兴欢迎这些人都来啊。
And he said the church will very welcome those people to come to their church.
啊，这些教会会，就是会让这些人觉得舒服啊，会让这些人，觉得，听到他们想听到的话。
And the church will make those group of people feel comfortable at the church and will say words they want to hear.
没有哪个教会会像耶稣那样对这些人去讲那些话。
No preacher or no church will respond to those people like Jesus.
他说因为这一点让今天的教会变成一个最危险的地方之一。
So just because of this, the church is becoming one of the most dangerous places in the world.
为什么这样呢？因为这些人都坐来到教会坐在这里，他觉得自己很受欢迎，他觉得自己很舒服，然后他们都觉得自己是基督徒，甚至都觉得自己得救了。
Those group of people, they come to the church to worship God, and they all think they're Christians. They all think that they're already saved.
但事实上，他们心中的那个耶稣跟圣经中的耶稣完全是两件事情，完全不一样。
But actually, the Jesus in their minds is totally different from the Jesus in the scriptures.
是他们非常的危险，但他们不知道，所以这才是最大的危险。
They are in a very dangerous situation, but they do not know this is the great danger.
他们因为没有人再像耶稣那样对他们去讲这些话。
Because no one will say those words like Jesus to them.
感谢神，今天还有许许多多的教会没有成为最危险的地方。
And thanks God that a lot of church today are not becoming the great, the dangerous place.
不是因为这些教会如何如何厉害，而是因为当年主耶稣基督持守真理。
It's not because what the churches are doing, because at that time Jesus was holding on to the truth.
耶稣没有给那些人他们想要的。
And Jesus didn't give those people what they want.
没有讲那些人想听的话。
It didn't say words those people wanted to hear.
没有让那些人觉得很舒服。
And they didn't make those people comfortable.
因为当年耶稣坚持了，耶稣持守了，所以直到今天，这地上仍有一些教会没有成为最危险的地方。
Just because Jesus insisted and held on to the truth, and today a lot of churches are not becoming the most dangerous place.
但是呢，我们要诚实的看到，今天这样的教会是越来越少，越来越冷清了。
But we have to be true that a lot of those churches are become more and more deserted.
就是前段时间我看到有一本书哈，它也有这个 DVD 的这个光碟，它是一个纪录片。的名字叫 American Gospel, Christ Alone.
And a while ago, I read a book, and it has also a documentary, a DVD called American Gospel, Christ Alone.
这个是很好的一个纪录片哈，一个 DVD 纪录片。大家在网上也可以看到，里面传讲的是真正是以神为中心纯正的福音，纯正的信仰。
And this is a very good documentary, and you can search for it online. And it is a very good documentary, and in it, it tells about the most pure and faithful gospel.
他们会采访到一些就是一些持守真理的一些教会和一些牧者。
And they visited they asked some of those churches that hold on to the truth.
然后呢，当然呢，他们也会就是采访到放到一些就是讲所谓的成功神学、丰富神学的这样的一些教会的一些情况。
And they also interviewed some churches that has the background of prosperity theology.
这个或者就是那个成功的福音啊，或者也叫这个健康丰盛福音，这样就是讲这些。
Or they call prosperity gospel or the health and wealth gospel.
你会看到那些持守真理的教会空空荡荡，没有坐多少人的。
And you will find that those churches who hold on to the truth, they are very deserted and not a lot of people in their church.
啊，虽然那些牧者哈，那些传道人讲的，你真的是。哇，很认同，说圣经真的就是这个样子。但是你看他的背景，就是他在做的教会嘛，是采访人里面空空荡荡，就是聚会的时候空空荡荡，没有太多人。
Even though you feel them when they interview those preachers in the churches who hold on to the biblical truth, you can see it in the background when they worshiping, and very few people sit behind them.
那你要去看到那些就是讲所谓的这种健康成功这个福音，这些就是说你信耶稣你就身体健康，你信耶稣你就发财成功这个发财成功就是指属世界属地的发财成功。
But if you go to those churches as background of prosperity theology of those churches of prosperity gospel, the health and wealth gospel, that if you believe in Jesus and you're becoming healthy, and if you believe in Jesus, and you will be wealthy in this earthly means.
这个纪录片你看到啊，虽然他会有一些这些传道人的牧者哈，就传讲这些，你一听，哎呀，简直就跟圣经完全是差太远了。但是你不能不承认，哇，他的那个会众那真的是很多很多啊。
And if you hear what they shared in those churches, and you feel that what they shared is far from the Bible, or what the Bible holds, but you have to admit that there were a lot of people sitting in their church.
所以今天很多很多地方真的是，就像这个钟马田说的，很多很多教会真的是很危险。
So a lot of church today, just like the Martin Lloyd-Jones said, it's a lot of church are becoming very dangerous.
但是还有一些教会持守真理。
But still some church hold on to the truth.
好了，当我看到耶稣很多人离开他，我就想到我看的那个Christ Alone, American Gospel 那个纪录片。
So when I see a lot of people left Jesus, and it reminds me of that documentary, American Gospel, Christ Alone.
啊，耶稣也面临同样冷清的场面，人们都走了。
Jesus was facing the same situation, the same desertness. A lot of people were going away from him.
但是耶稣对信仰、对真理的坚持没有改变过。
But Jesus insists on the truth never changed.
当然了，耶稣也拥有过在人看来好像很成功、很风光的时刻，很多人跟从他，要让他做王。
But of course, we say that Jesus also experienced those times of prosperity. A lot of people were following him.
但是耶稣也从来没有因为这种所谓的成功而改变他传讲的真理，也没有，哪怕这些人最后都离开。
But Jesus never.Changed what he preached because of this so-called prosperity, even though some people left him.
事实上，耶稣很多次用非常尖刻的话去问那些要跟从他的人。
Actually, a lot of times Jesus was asking those people who followed him with sharp words.
就是你们到底要想清楚，你要跟从耶稣，你要跟从我，你们到底是为什么？
They said to them that you should think clearly, think hard. Why on earth do you follow me?
啊，有一个文士对他说，对耶稣说，夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
And a certain crowd came and said to Jesus, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go."
耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天上飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
很显然这个文士听到这句话，文士就没有再跟从耶稣了。
And obviously, when the scribe heard those words, and they didn't follow Jesus.
其实耶稣这样对这个文士这样说，其实意思也很清楚。你想清楚，想清楚，你到底为什么要跟从耶稣
？And what Jesus said to the scribe is that you should think hard. Why do you want to follow me?
那么耶稣甚至说。人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
And Jesus even said one time that if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
很多人听到这样的话也都离开耶稣。
And a lot of people left Jesus when they heard such words.
所以耶稣事实上很多次用非常尖利的话、尖刻的话，其实就不断地提醒人想清楚为什么要跟从耶稣。
And a lot of times Jesus was using sharp words to remind people why they want to follow Jesus.
感谢神，当耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们也要去吗？你们也像要像这些人一样都离去吗？”西门彼得被圣灵所感动，西门彼得做出了正确的回答。
And thanks to the Lord, and when Jesus asked those people, well, do you want to go away too? And Simon Peter made the right answer. He said,
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
感谢神，这是圣灵感动彼得，代表历世历代所有真正信靠跟从耶稣的人做出一个最响亮的一个信心的宣告。
And thank the Lord that Simon Peter here, he is representing generations of Christians who believe in Jesus. He has made the right answer and choice that, Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
我们还跟从谁呢？
Whom shall we follow?
所以这不是彼得一个人的回答，这是所有在彼得的后面站着所有历史历代真正信靠跟从耶稣的人的一个回答，只是彼得代表这些人说出来了。
But this is not only the answer of Simon Peter, and this in him, there were thousands and generations of Christians who believe on Jesus, and Peter just represents them and made such answer.
所以从彼得的答案当中呢，我们可以先看到一点，就是人一定要跟从某一位。
So from Peter's answer, we can see that man has to follow someone.
也就是说，我们从彼得这个答案，耶稣和彼得对话，其实你可以看到，就是那些很多人离开了耶稣，那意味着什么呢？对于彼得来说，意味着这些人他去找到另外一个主人去跟从。
And from Peter's answer and from his conversation with Jesus, we can see that those people left Jesus and they want to find someone else to follow.
是不是彼得是这样，就在人看来，这些人走了，这些人各回各家了，这些人偏行己路了，但是彼得他说那这些人还就是人一定要找一个跟从者，人一定要跟从一位，那么这些人不跟从了，这些人会去找他们要跟从的那一位，但是彼得说我要跟从耶稣。
In man's eyes and those people just left and they probably go back to their home, and in Peter's eyes and he said we have to follow someone. If those people want a way to follow someone else, and as for me, I will follow Jesus, I will follow you.
所以这是彼得的一个观念，这也是圣经中所启示出来，人其实是这个样子的，人要么就是跟从独一的真神上帝，要么就成为魔鬼的奴隶，没有第三个选择的。
And this is Peter's thinking. This is also a thinking revealed by the Bible that if a man has to follow someone, if he does not follow God, he will be the slave of Satan.
在罗马书六章十六节圣经是这样说的。
Romans chapter 6 verse 16 says,
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至于成圣。
Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness.
所以你看，人在这圣经讲得很清楚，你只有两个选择，你要么顺服神，要么你就成为魔鬼的奴仆。
The Bible is very clear that either you obey God or you become the slaves of devil.
没有第三条路，没有第三个选择。
There's no third choice.
人们说不，我要自己做自己的主人啊！我也不跟从神，我也不跟从耶稣，我也不做魔鬼的奴仆，我自己做自己的主人。人说有第三条路。
And people would say that yes, I would not. I have the third way.That I will be my own master, and I will not follow God or follow Jesus, and I will not be the slaves of Satan. I want to be my own master. There is a third way.
就是我既不走这条路，我也不走这条路，我走我自己的路。
And I will not either go this way or that way. I will go my own way.
啊，以前在美国非常流行的一首歌 ，I do it my way.
There's a very popular song in America that I do it my way.
啊，那个歌手有个外号叫 Blue Eyes。
It has a nickname of the singer's eyes.
啊，好多人喜欢 I Do It My Way。
A lot of people like that song, Do It My Way。
那圣经没有这样，圣经说没有什么人自己的路，你就是两条路，要么成神的奴仆，要么成罪的奴仆，魔鬼的奴仆，就这样。
The Bible says there is no way called your way. There is either God's way or the Satan's way.
啊，在罗马书六章十九节也是讲同样的意思，啊，要么就是做义的奴仆，要么就是啊，做这种不法、做恶的奴仆。
And Romans 6:19 it says same idea that either you become the slaves of righteousness, or either you become the slaves of lawlessness.
所以这就是彼得的那个观念，就是人反正都是要跟从一个的。那彼得说：“那我跟从耶稣。”
That's Peter's thinking that anyone has to follow someone, so I will follow Jesus.
啊，今天的人都说啊，我们要做这个 free thinker 啊，我们有自己的 free will.
And today's people want to be free thinker and they want to have their free will.
啊，有些人谈他的人生理想，啊，野蛮的身体，啊，自由的思想。
And some people think about.Their wish is to have a strong body and a free will.
啊，我想说你会有野蛮的身体，但你不会有自由的思想。
I say that you can have a strong body, but you cannot have a free will.
为什么说没有什么人是什么所谓的 free thinker 呢？
Why do I say that no one has the real has free thinker?
你一定都是跟从哪一个，你一定被哪一个牵引着、带领着、影响。
Because you have to follow someone, you must be driven by someone.
啊，我以前经历过这样的一件事情啊，好多年前，我那时候牵着我的女儿，啊，我的女儿很小啊，大概五六岁的样子，牵着她在这个她的学校里面走。
I had an experience and several years ago, and I had with my daughter, I walked with her and holding her hand.
然后这时候呢，有一个美国的一个女高中生就看到。我牵着我女儿的手在学校里面走，她感到非常的震惊。
And there was a high school girl, an American high school girl, and when he saw, I walked with my daughter holding her hands, and she was very surprised.
然后他就去对我的妻子就说，哎，中国的父亲不是都很讨厌自己的女儿吗？我怎么看你的丈夫牵着你的女儿的手呢？
And he went to.Said to my wife and said, didn't the Chinese fathers hate their daughters? Why did I see that your husband is holding your daughter's hand?
当然了，大家知道，我妻子听到这样的话，我妻子也感到很震惊。那你怎么会这样想？
Of course, my wife is very surprised to hear such words.
啊，我现在不知道看了一个新闻啊，不太记得，那反正就是。这个新闻就说中国对妇女的尊重啊是全世界倒数的。
And,
倒数不是第一第二反正就是个样子。
And I read the news that, that in China the respect for women is very low from the bottom.
大概全世界一百多名吧排下去。
it could be the ranking over 100 in the world.
当然了，作为我一个从中国大陆出来的人，我的看法是不一样的。
Of course, because I'm from mainland China, I have different view about this.
就这说明什么呢？
So what does it mean?
人，比如说这个高中女孩子，她为什么得出这样的一个结论？她为什么做出这样的一个判断？这是因为她所收集的信息带来的。
So why did high school girl made such a conclusion? Because his conclusion was based on the information she got. She got.
所以我们所谓的啊，我自由思考，自由思考，我们思考的基础，我们是在信息基础上进行思考的。
And we said we have free thinking, but our thinking is based on information.
就是没有这些信息，你思考什么东西啊？你什么都思考不出来。
Without those information, what do you think? What do you think about?
但现在不是人们常说一句话吗？这个是 fake news, 那个是 fake news, 什么都是 fake 的。
And a lot of people are today are claiming this to be fake news and that to be fake news. Everything is fake.
所以你的信息是假的。
So the information you get is fake.
那人家为什么要把这个 fake 的东西要给你呢？
Then why do they give you the fake news?
人控制你的思想。
They want to control your thinking.
所以很多的时候我们觉得，哎呀，我自由思想，我独立思想，没有什么什么自由思想、独立思想。你的思想是在你接受的信息基础上，而你的信息决定了你怎样思想。
So there's actually no such thing as a free thinking because your thinking is based on the information you get.
而我们非常简单的事实，大家都可以看到。每个人接受的信息都是不全面的，或者这些信息的提供者就已经在引导你的思想。
For some very basic facts, simple facts, and everyone get the different aspect of it, and actually the supplier of those facts want to give you different the kind of direction to direct your thinking.
我也不是说啊，我对这个中国的看法就正确，我也不正确，因为我接受的信息也有限。
I'm not saying that my view about China is right because my information is limited.
但是问题是我承认这一点。
But I admit this point.
所以我知道我没有办法做到所谓的真正自由思考，我做不到，因为我有限。
I admit that I cannot achieve the free thinking because I'm very limited.
很多人不承认这一点。
But a lot of people did not admit.
很多人还说，哎呀，我要有一个 free will, 我自由意志。其实这就更不可能了。你连自由的思想都没有，你哪里有自由的意志呢？你的意志的产生是你思想带来的。
A lot of people want to have the free will, and it's impossible because even if you cannot have the free thinking, the free will comes from the free thinking.
如果大家听到这里觉得有点困的话，没有关系啊，这不是圣经的话。
If you are sleepy by hearing this, it doesn't matter because it's not from the Bible.
圣经的话是什么呢？那我们就要认真听，因为圣经的话说了，人没有真正的绝对意义上的自由，人要么就是魔鬼的奴隶，要么就是神的仆人。
But we have to pay attention to the words from the Bible. The Bible says that there is no free.Well, free thinking, and you either be the slave of God or slave of the devil.
所以感谢神，西门彼得在这一点上非常的清醒。他说，反正总是要跟从一位。
So Simon Peter is very clear about this. He said, anyway, you have to follow someone.
那我做出我的决定，我跟从耶稣。
And I will make my choice, and I will follow Jesus.
所以今天。事实上，世人所有人都是这样。你一定要跟从一位，你会被有一位牵着鼻子走。你或许知道，或许不知道，但是事实就是这样。
And the people in the world today, and they have to know that they have to follow someone. Maybe you're directed by someone or driven by someone. Probably you don't know, but you have to follow someone.
那我们最好做出一个最正确的选择。那我一定要跟从谁？那我跟从耶稣。
So we'd better make the right choice, and if we have to follow someone, I will follow Jesus.
那彼得就回答，他跟从耶稣，为什么？因为耶稣这里有他想要的，真正想要的。
And Simon Peter's answer is he will follow Jesus because Jesus have the what he wants.
真正想要的是什么呢？永生之道。
What did he really want? He really want the words of eternal life.
我们在上一次主日信息当中，我们已经从圣经的经文里思想，为什么说永生之道？为什么说耶稣才是我们真正生命的粮食，是我们真正需要的？
And last sermon, we think about why we say that Jesus is our true need, and why Jesus is the bread of life and the eternal life.
所以我们今天就不再重复了。
So we will not repeat that message again.
人真正需要的是永生之道。
What man really needs is the words of eternal life.
这也是耶稣降生在这个世界上要给人的东西。
That's what the birth of Jesus want to bring to people.
这就最好就 match 了。耶稣要给的正好是我最想要的，这就最好了。
That's the best match that would want to give us is what I want most.
那很多时候就是耶稣要给的我不想要，我想要的耶稣不给。
A lot of times is that what Jesus gave I do not want, what I desire Jesus do not give.
啊，或者再说的准确一点，我想要的东西耶稣现在没有立刻马上给。
Or to be precise, that what I desire Jesus did not give me immediately.
啊，所以我就离开耶稣。
So I left Jesus.
所以这就是最遗憾的事情。
So that's the most regretful thing.
那我就会错过我生命当中真正需要的永生之道，我就错过了。
And you will miss the true need of your life, the words of the eternal life.
我们一起来读啊，约翰福音三章十六节，大家就可以坐着读哈。
Let's read together the book of John 3:16.
我们看到一起来读约翰福音三章十六节。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。非常短的一节圣经的经文告诉我们，耶稣基督降生到底要给世人带来什么。
This short verse told us that what the birth of Jesus bring to the world.
我们今天一开始所读的圣经的经文，约翰福音一章和约翰福音六章。
And the scriptures we read at the beginning from the book of John, chapter 1 and 6.
我们都看见，当耶稣，约翰福音一章，耶稣来到这个世界上，很多人不接待耶稣的。
And chapter 1, when Jesus came to the world, a lot of people did not receive him.
然后约翰福音六章也让我们看见，很多人最终离开耶稣。
And chapter 6, let us see that a lot of people left Jesus.
他没有在耶稣这里得到他们想要的。
They didn't get what they want from Jesus.
他们没有听到他们想听到的。
They didn't hear what they want to hear.
他们在耶稣这里觉得很不舒服，被冒犯了。
And they didn't feel good from Jesus, and they felt offended by Jesus.
他们就离开耶稣。
So they left Jesus.
或者说不接待耶稣。
Or they did not receive Jesus.
感谢神，在这个时候还有一位就是彼得做出正确的回答。
And thanks the Lord that at that time there is still one who made the right answer.
啊，当然了，彼得不是一个人，是代表所有历史历代真正信靠跟随耶稣的人做出一个信心的宣告。
And of course, Simon Peter was not the only one. He was representing the generations of believers who made this.A claim of faith.
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁？
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
今年呢，因为疫情的关系哈，在世界上很多非常著名的这个 Christmas market， 估计都开不成了，估计都要关掉了。
And this year, due to the pandemic, a lot of famous Christmas market in the world probably could not open.
啊，法国巴黎呀、啊。德国慕尼黑啊，英国伦敦呐、啊，现在英国伦敦就是 close shut down 了嘛。
Oh, the Paris in France and England, London.
啊，纽约啊，这些反正就是很著名的一些 Christmas market 啊。
And New York, a lot of famous Christmas market.
所以今天对于很多人来说，他们失去了一个购物狂欢的机会啊。
So probably for a lot of people, they have lost the chance to go shopping.
哎呀，失去了这个享受这个物质世界，这个世上的这种荣华给他们带来的这个乐趣，失去了。
Probably they lose some of the fun of what this world's splendor could bring them.
很多人他没有办法，他可能被动的要过一个可能以前从来没有过的一个非常安静的圣诞节。
A lot of people could be forced to live a very quiet Christmas.
那从另外一个角度讲，这难道不是一个很好的机会吗？
Well, on the other hand, isn't it a great opportunity?
为什么要在耶稣诞生的日子纪念耶稣降生的日子去疯狂的 shopping 呢？
Why do you want to go shopping in such days that celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ?
为什么来纪念这个上帝赐下生命的粮食这个日子，我却享受这个地上的这些丰富这些荣华，去享受这些东西呢？
And why do you want to enjoy the worldly treasures or worldly things on such day that Jesus came to give us the bread of life?
因为这个疫情，我失去了这些去享受世界荣华啊，这种 shopping 这些机会。
Because of the pandemic, I probably lost some chances to enjoy those worldly things.
但这难道不是一个很好的机会，让我真正来思想？耶稣降生到底要给世界，到底要给世人，或者到底要给我带来什么
？And isn't that a very good opportunity for us to think about what the birth of Jesus Christ could bring to us, to bring to the world, or bring to me？
神叫万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And all things works for the good of those who love them, love God。
很多人在这个疫情期间问上帝你在哪里，上帝你为什么不管。
A lot of people asking God in the pandemic, where are you and why do you not care?
很多很多啊，也不是，也不能说很多很多啊，就是有一些非常著名的牧者，无数跟从的人，一些牧者啊，在那里说啊，奉耶稣的名啊，斥责新冠病毒啊，这个离开美国什么什么，做出这样的一个宣告。
And a lot of famous preachers with many followers, and they even cursed the coronavirus to leave the United States.
那现在没离开。
But still now, it's still there.
为什么会这样
？Why?
在爱神的人心中，万事相互效力，爱神的人得益处。
And all things works for the good of those who love God.
清醒一下，冷静一下，你真的还要像以前那样去过圣诞节吗？
And wake up and be still and do not just live a Christmas like before.
你希望这个世界都回到像以前那个样子吗？制造出无数的金融泡沫，然后破灭掉，大家都活在一个纸醉金迷的一个环境当中。
Do you want the world to go back to the before the normal, that to make such financial bubbles, to live in a world that just love money?
人越来越贪爱世界，人越来越骄傲，人越来越自私。你愿意回到以前那样的世界吗？
And people are becoming more and more arrogant and more selfish. And do you want to go back to a world like that?
在这个疫情期间，在这过一个冷静、安静的圣诞节，思想耶稣降生到底要给世界带来什么。
And during the pandemic, let's live a quiet Christmas and to think about what the birth of Jesus could bring to us, to bring to the world.
然后我在想，我要做哪种人？是离开耶稣的那种人，还是像彼得那样
？And think about what kind of people could I be? Be those people who deserted Jesus or like Peter.
好，我们一起最后来读，约翰福音一章11-13节，大家就可以坐着读哈。约翰福音，大家看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
Finally, let's read together the Book of John, chapter 1, verse 11-13.
好，我们一起来读约翰福音一章十一节起。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人， 他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。我们再来读一处经文，是马太福音7:13-14。
Let's read another scripture, Matthew 7:13-14.
马太福音7:13起，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡的那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
然后我们看到今天的世界，越来越多的人，离开主耶稣基督。
We see a lot of people are leaving Jesus today.
我们愿圣灵怎样的带领西门彼得做出那个信仰的宣告。
And when we see that how the Holy Spirit touched, moved Simon Peter to make that great claim of faith.
愿圣灵在我们每个人心目中也做同样的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the same work among every one of us.
啊，当人们离开耶稣，离开耶稣的教训，的时候。
When a lot of people deserted Jesus and they go away from Jesus' teaching.
愿圣灵保守我们，让我们能够仍然站在耶稣面前，我们信靠他，跟从他。
And may the Holy Spirit keep us so that we can still stand before Jesus and believe in him.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢冯涛弟兄带给我们的信息，我们一起来用这首回应诗歌。